VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing on Tuesday hit a security forces convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 13 people and injuring 9 others. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the casualty count and told the Voice of America that security personnel and civilians were both among the victims. The convoy reportedly was transporting operatives of the National Directorate for Security, the main Afghan spy agency. The Taliban quickly took responsibility, saying the suicide attack, which happened in a western district of the capital city, was aimed at a joint convoy of American military trainers and their Afghan partners. At the White House Tuesday, a very open discussion between Democratic leaders and President Trump about the budget and border security. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer engaged in a vigorous debate with the president. 6 times Mr. Trump threatened to shut down the government.
Yes, if we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
Good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and I'm going to shut it down for border security.
The debate became even more bitter after that. During the campaign, President Trump said he would make Mexico pay for the wall, but as president, he has sought taxpayer funding for it. Congress has not given him the money he wants. Even Republicans are skeptical about the wall. This is VOA News. A former Canadian diplomat has been detained in China.